Hello.
Hi, Hector.
Hello.
Hi, Hector.
How can I help you?
Hi, this is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, thank you for asking. It's Friday, so I'm excited.
That's great, right?
Yes, it's amazing. Amazing. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I hope you get to enjoy it. You know we have a holiday on Monday, right?
I know. Holiday weekend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was calling you, Hector, because they made an appointment. You wanted to hear a little bit more. I believe you spoke with Catherine about the Yelp ads. Is this still a good time for you?
Yelp ad. I said, okay. Yeah, she mentioned it. I worked with Yelp in the very past. Actually, that was the first formal advertisement I did.
Oh,
many,
really?
Many, many
okay.
years ago, like 10 years ago.
The campaña?
15 years ago. Say it again?
Was it the campañas, the Yelp ads, or was it just a Yelp listing that you did? Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was Yelp, and it was a listing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
It was a listing on the web. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't remember exactly how it works, but it's kind of similar to the lead, I think.
Yeah.
But people used to call me directly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of still the same. So, like, when someone goes on Yelp, right, and they do the search the same way they do on Google, right? They're looking for a painter, okay? They're going to get a list of businesses that offer that service. So when we're talking about Yelp, we're talking about not just your profile to have more photos, more enhancements, more information. We're talking about we optimize your profile so that it's always coming up as a top recommended option. We also do what we call Yelp ads, okay? So a Yelp ad, what that does is it appears on the pages of your competitors, okay? On your Yelp profile, your competitors will not show up on your page. Okay. Sometimes you'll see now, like if you were to go to your Yelp profile, Hector, sometimes you'll see like it'll say, these companies are recommended. Those are like your competitors. Okay. So when you do Yelp ads, the program that we offer, it gets rid of the competitors from being on your page. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is Yelp ads. Okay. Work very well based on how quickly you respond. So you would have like a Yelp business application and you're going to get majority of the time it's going to be like a mensaje. It's going to be an actual message from that potential client messaging you directly. You see, when someone goes on Yelp, right, and they're looking for a service, they purchase that service within one day, the service that they're needing. So when they're on Yelp and they're looking for, you know, let's say they're looking for, I don't know, some gutter services, right? They need some gutters installed. They're going to see these companies come up and they're probably going to message three of them to get an estimate, right? Because they're on the hunt. So this is why we always say it's important for you, Hector, to respond within 10 minutes, no more than 15 minutes, because if you don't, you're losing opportunities because those other companies that they're messaging are going to respond to them as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We manage it all for you. Okay? Do you remember the last time you used Yelp? Has it been more than 6 months?
Yeah, it was almost 10 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Means. Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Ago, yeah.
So you qualify, we have a special promotion that we're running where the first 6 months that you run Yelp ads through our company, you are going to receive an additional $100 in Yelp ads. So it's what the cost is $4.99 a month. Okay. It's a month to month program. I recommend
$4.99.
You're like $4.99.
I
wish.
That was like, that's good.
You're like, charge my card now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's $499, okay, each month.
For the Yelp ads.
Correct. For the Yelp ads. Yes, the Yelp campañas. Okay. Now, the Yelp ads, so like the first 6 months that you're doing Yelp ads, the first 6 months, each month, we're also going to include an additional $100 of Yelp ads. Okay? So that'll be for the first 6 months. We recommend at least stick it out 60 to 90 days. So that way you can compare 1 month to the other. Okay? Majority of it is going to be messages that you're going to receive. Okay? But you might get some calls, but the majority of the time it's going to be messages. So you can actually customize the message with the questions that you would want asked for them to answer, right? Like, you know, what's your location? You know, what are the services you're looking for? We can really customize it for you, okay, to specific questions that you would want to know, right? So like on the get a quote part or what have you. It is a cost per click, cost per lead, but you have that money in the budget, right? The $4.99. And so it just, when they click on that ad or they're clicking to send you a message, it will deduct the cost of the lead or the cost of the click from your budget. We manage it throughout the month. Okay. But yeah, it's a really good program. You know, I will say that the majority of people that go on Yelp is because they don't even have a company that they know to call for the service that they need. And that's why they're on Yelp, looking for a service. So we recently partnered up with them. And so this is the promotions that we're offering to our current clients, to help them, you know, expand their business more.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. It's a little high, but, to start with, but that's okay. I mean, it all depends on the result, right?
Absolutely.
I don't mind to pay $4.99 a month if you get some result. I do mind to pay $50 if no result. it's not going to be no result.
I know what you mean. It's like I go and get my pestañas, my lash extensions the other day, and I told the girl that does my lashes, she's been doing my lashes for years. And I pay the same price all the time, and she knows how I like the volume and, you know, very, you know, classy. And then she goes, okay, well, you're done. And I get up and I'm like, Erica, I'm missing half on this side. It looks empty. And she looks at me and she goes, oh my God, ¿qué pasó? What did I do? She goes, okay, lay back down. I got to do them. And I'm like, yeah, cause I give her a good tip too. So
yeah,
I want to get what I'm paying for, you know? And I told her, this looks terrible. And she started laughing, but I told her, I think it's cause her AC wasn't working. So I said, okay, I'm going to give you a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm getting, you know, I get a return on what I'm paying and I'm happy, right? And that's the same thing with marketing. $4.99 might be much, right? I'm not going to say that it's not. But as long as you're getting a return on that, hey, it's a win-win for you, right? And it's a month-to-month program, okay, Hector? So, you know, if, you know, 3 months down the road or what have you, you decide, you know, I just don't want to continue doing this, then you know you can cancel. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We won't ever work like that. Okay.
It's
always, you know, and I'm glad that Catherine mentioned it because, you know, we assist you with a lot of your marketing. You have really great products and this is another good product as well. So if there's an opportunity for us to offer you another program that's going to help you grow your business even more, and get you to that next level, we're going to make sure to always offer that to you.
What do you say? You're talking about Local Splash or talking
Local
about
Splash? Yes. Yeah. I work with Local Splash. Yes. I'm part of what we call the upgrades department for Google Garantizado, for Yelp ads. So I'm part of the department that handles upgrades for our current clients when there's other products that are available for you. So yeah, we all work here. I'm just in a different department with the upgrade department.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been with us for a while.
It's 2-3 years, yeah. I am glad that Local Splash is expanding and they have another service like Yelp, you say. dating programs? I hear you have this up too.
Like, yeah, we've. Yes, thanks.
Upgrade.
Yes, señor. You're like, do I get a reward with that? You know, oh, you're so silly. So yeah, it's, and I was looking at your Yelp page. I mean, you got good content on there, but what I love is that, you know, again, even like I'll use a perfect example. When I was looking for a plumber 2 years ago, like I come from a large Hispanic family. No one in my family, Hector, knew a plumber. Can you believe that? I told my mom, what, everybody does their own plumbing around here? I don't believe that.
Oh, my God. Yes,
but I'll tell you, I had to look for a plumber, and you know where I went? I was first on Google, and then I went to Yelp. And the company that I ended up hiring, they were both on Google and Yelp. They were both on both pages, yeah.
Like me, I Googled to you guys, too. But
yeah.
Google is slow working, performing really well. It does up and down.
Yeah.
And that's why we're looking for adoptions too. Tell me a little bit more about the gel program you guys have. When you say cost per click, how much is the charge for click? How many people give you $500?
The cost per click, let me see here. Let me tell you. Give me 1 second. Let me figure out the cost on the cost per click. Because remember, it's a budget that you have, right? But there's a range that it can be from. Let me see here. Let me go to this. Okay, let me take a look here, because I saw something that said 28, but I'm trying to see something to see what the range is, because I know it'll vary in a range, right? I won't be able to give you an exact number, but at least give you like a lowest to highest, and then let me see. Now, of course, you know you always have the opportunity to increase your budget, right, of what you're allocating. And that's something you can do at any time, or you keep it at the $4.99. But remember, the first 6 months that you're doing the Yelp ads program, we're also putting up that additional $100 in ads. Okay?
Right.
So, let me take a look at something here. Let's see. Now, Hector, your main focus is painting. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, so the cost, okay, let me see here. Give me 1 second. My computer is super slow. So the cost per the lead, right, you're looking at about $60 to $80 for the cost per lead, okay? The cost per click... Cost per click is probably going to be between 27, let me see, cost per click is going to be about $27 to $30 cost per click.
Per click?
Yeah, per click is about $27 to $30. The thing is, right, a little bit, but you got to look at it like this, right? Because of your area and the industry, there's a high demand.
high demand
of people searching that service, of searching the service. So that's why it gives you that range. Like when there's like potential leads, potential like demand for it is what varies in the cost. So it's not like you're someone that does, like, for example, let's say, let me think, like what you do, especially in this time right now, everyone's looking for a painter, right? This is the time of the year to paint your house,
right,
to paint the inside, right? They're not so much looking for you in the winter, you know? So because of the area and the demand, there's a lot of potential for you. It's a high percentage for you to get leads and clicks because people are, you know, really looking for that service.
I see. Now tell me how it works. You guys gonna build a profile for me, Joe? Let's start from
the beginning. So you currently have a profile on Yelp, right?
I did find one for you.
Let me see real quick. Let me go back to the link. Let me see. Hold on one second, Hector. Let me go back here. Let me make sure this one's yours. Oh, you know what? You don't. Okay, so hold on. So we're going to need to create you the Yelp page.
Yeah, because back at the time, I had a different name, business name. So this time,
what was the business name before? What was it anterior?
H. Barillas Painting. But we don't want to bother that one. I'd like to create a new one.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Give me one second. Give me one second. I'm having my manager look at something real quick, Hector. Bear with me, okay? I want her to look at something. So how long ago did you change the company name?
About 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I started the same thing about 2 years ago, but officially maybe about a year.
Uh-huh. Okay. Give me one second. So you were under a different company name, right?
Way in the past, 10 years ago, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Were you doing,
I found it. H. Barillas Painting. I found it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do have a page. I got it.
Yeah,
I got it right here.
That. I want to create a total new one.
Well, what's wrong with this one? ¿Qué tiene esta? What's wrong with it?
Let's start it with the name.
Each barrier painting? Oh, yeah, duh. Oh, my gosh. I know. It just dawned on me. Ay, qué tonta over here. I'm over here speaking in Spanish. I don't even know if you speak Spanish. I switch over all day long.
I like this, frankly. It's just good.
Spanglish? Okay. Okay, so I'm just confirming with them if we create you a new page or if we take the one, the H. Barrias Painting, and we update it with the correct information. Okay, because you have...
Let's just create a new page.
You want me to tell you why? Tú sabes que tienes, you have reseñas on there already. You have reviews. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You have reviews on there. Yeah. You're 4.3.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many reviews I have?
You have 7 of them. 4.3.
4.3 is my what?
Is your average out of 5. That's good. For Yelp, that's good.
Okay.
I'm asking my manager to check for me to see if we create you a new one or if they want to take the one that's currently there.
Mm-hmm.
She's thinking creating you a new one is what she's telling me. Okay.
I think so too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 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 So basically, when we create you the Yelp page, right,
mm-hmm.
We're going to create it. We're going to get you verified. Okay.
What is the verification requirements?
Just basically, it's not even like Google requirements. You don't have to have a license or insurance. We're going to create the page and we're going to claim it for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do. You don't need to have license and insurance. No es como el Google where, you know, you have to go through the verification process, video and all that. It's not like that.
Yeah,
okay?
That's a down. For me, it's a down because I do have license and insurance. That means I compete with people with that license and insurance. And that makes a really competition harder.
Not really, because let me tell you what it'll show. Okay? On your profile, when you have enhancements are going to give a lot more information about your company. It's going to show where they could share your profile, where you could add photos, videos. They could save your profile. It's going to have your website link. It's going to have a tracking number because that's how they're able to track. It's going to have where they could request a quote or request a consultation from you. It's going to show that you're a licensed and bonded company. Like, all these things are going to show. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You think because that enhancement or those notifications that customer will get through the profile, that would make me more, let's say, like a...
When they see these enhancements, because if you see some people on Yelp, they don't have reviews, okay? They don't have mm-hmm. pictures. It's just a basic free listing, right? So they're like very hard for them to come up in the top search results when someone's performing a search on Yelp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A company like you that has all these enhancements, right, all these different features on your profile and having Yelp ads is going to give you to come up and better, come up a lot higher in the search results, okay? Now, mm-hmm. I know you would want a new Yelp page, but here's the thing, okay, and it's going to determine on what Yelp tells us. Okay, the one that you have now
mm-hmm.
would probably be better for you, and I'm going to tell you why, because you already have reviews on there. Reviews are going to help also with you coming up in the search results. So you already have that Yelp, and it's going to help you rank higher because you already have reviews, as opposed to someone who's barely starting a Yelp ad and has no reviews at all, no content. It's a matter of us changing your company name. That's what it is. We update your company name. We update your information. So this way now it shows you as your current company name, okay? So you'll now be showing as Prime Pro Painter. That we're going to do what's going to benefit you more and get you higher ranking in the search results, because that's the goal, is always for you to rank higher. Okay, Hector?
Yes.
We want you to always be coming up. And again, it's the same thing como las búsquedas in Google, right? People are going to call the first ones that they see. They're going to message the first companies that they see. With you already coming in with those reviews, that's a plus for you. A plus, I'm telling you. So depending on what Yelp tells us, they might say, no, he's got to go with the one that he currently has, and we need to update that information.
Yeah, but those reviews are old.
Does it matter? No. Oh, my gosh, it doesn't even matter. You know, my aunt has Yelp, and do you know she's had Yelp? She doesn't pay for Yelp ads, but her reviews are like from 10 years ago. People still call her. They're positive reviews, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because you've been in business a while, so no importa, you know, how long those reviews have been. But that's
definitely,
I'm going to say that's a better option for you, is keeping that one, and we update your company name.